Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you too. Let it be a good one.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. I like this movie, this Avatar. Everyone's saying how good this is.
So you liked it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's so you. It's so you. 68.3 million domestically it made over the weekend. So, I mean, this is one weekend. It's now reached over $1 billion worldwide. Only the fifth movie to ever do that. Number one for the third straight weekend, raised its domestic total to $352 million in just 17 days. So you add $133 million overseas. The international total is now $670 million. The worldwide gross exactly is $1.02 billion. They say it's like a runaway freight train of success. And James Cameron is now the only filmmaker to direct two movies that have topped $1 billion.
Yeah, I got to see it. I did see Sherlock Holmes. I took Mom on Christmas Day. We liked it.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes, but there's some controversy now about this movie.
That's what I hear.
Robert Downey Jr. was on Letterman recently. He hinted that there was a homosexual subtext between Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Yeah.
And during the interview, he said a few things. Well, Andrea Plunkett is fuming. Who is Andrea Plunkett, you ask? You're asking, right?
Who is Andrea Plunkett,
I ask? Andrea Plunkett is the woman who controls the remaining U.S. copyright to Sherlock Holmes' story.
Right. Oh.
And she is threatening to withdraw permission for a follow-up if Guy Ritchie, the director, suggests that Sherlock and Watson are more than just friends.
I thought that was suggested in the books from way back in the day.
No. She says, I hope this is just an example of Mr. Downey's black sense of humor. It would be drastic, but I would withdraw permission for more films to be made if they feel this is a theme they wish to bring out in the future. I'm not hostile toward homosexuals, but I am to anyone who is not true to the spirit of the book.
I don't know. I know a lot of people who have read the books, and they say, well, it's kind of a given the way it's written. Not only that, but he's a drug addict in the books.
Mm.
Like originally. From
mm-hmm.
Arthur Conan Doyle, you know, back in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad he's not still around. We could ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I liked the movie. I thought it was great.
Okay, I got to talk about Tiger Woods. Where is he now, Anne?
Well, this is what they say. He's at the Trump International Hotel in New York City. Now, I'm not verifying any of this. This is like talk. I don't really quite believe it. But
this is from your trashy magazine speech.
Uh-huh.
Where this is from.
Okay, here's what we're hearing. That he checked in New Year's Day into the Trump International Hotel. Yeah, like, okay, and nobody saw him on the way, arriving at the, I don't know. Booked a block of rooms under an assumed name. I thought his private jet went to Sweden with the wife, but maybe he's got two private jets. He allegedly replaced the hotel security with his own security to lock down the entire floor.
Right.
Then he had the gym locked down from 4 to 6 p.m. I thought he works out doing something else between 4 and 6 a.m. a.m. this is what I don't believe, is that he was seen with a leggy blonde, ordered 20 bottles of vodka and 15 cases of Red Bull, and then other women showed up. I don't buy that at all.
But why is no one believing this?
I don't know. That just seems ridiculous.
It's a bit much. Yeah.
Well, the stories that we've been hearing about Tiger, this sounds exactly like the Tiger we know.
He'd be an absolute idiot to do that right now.
Well,
but anyway.
His wife's leaving him anyway.
Yeah, well, she's in a luxurious chalet in France's Chamonix Valley and getting some R&R with her sister and some girlfriends. Apparently, she was in great spirits, celebrated New Year's Eve at a popular restaurant in Chamonix, and did a champagne toast at midnight. She seemed relaxed. And, you know, not sitting there crying or anything, which also seems very odd to me. But, by the way, January 1st is also Elon's 30th birthday.
Also, sponsors are dropping him like flies.
Oh, yeah, sponsors. AT&T has announced it's cutting ties with Tiger Woods. This is what they say, quote, "We're ending our sponsorship agreement with Tiger Woods, and we wish him well in the future." We also have Tag Heuer and Gillette who've announced plans to scale back. Mm-hmm. Gatorade has discontinued a Tiger-themed beverage, and Accenture decided to end its working relationship with him.
Well, if this story is true from New York, he ordered 20 bottles of vodka, 15 cases of Red Bull. Now he's got a deal with Red Bull and perhaps a vodka company.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of my girlfriends said he won Athlete of the Decade this year, and it wasn't for his golf.
Yeah, right. He won it by AP. I'm so shocked that we did that, but Yeah, it definitely wasn't for his golf.
Chatel is Hollywood. We'll see you Wednesday.
Talk to you then.